I hope to always be better at creating lessons that are both more engaging and more meaningful than the lesson before. I also want to learn more about how I can use medias and the internet to make my daily life more efficient. I recently began using Twitter and blogging and have enjoyed delving into these. I want to be proficient in the medias that my students use so that I can better relate to them and relate my lessons to their thinking. Very few professors of mine have incorporated information and media literacy into their teaching, and as I reflect back on my studies, I feel that they fell short. This unit alone has provided me with more resources and ideas than all courses combined thus far. I feel that I grew in my understanding of how to teach information literacy as a result of this unit. The first lesson to incorporate information and media literacy is a 6th grade language arts lesson that will encourage students to critically analyze advertisements. As a culminating activity, students will create an advertisement of a product they have created. First, students will review a series of advertisements, both written and video, and ranging from infomercials to political campaigns. Students will reflect and discuss the intended audience of each advertisement, goal of the person advertising, identify any bias, and predict and analyze the effectiveness of the advertisement. After that activity, students will have the opportunity to create a product and compose an advertisement for such product. The students will have to again consider the audience and goal of the message. As a class, students will discuss the effectiveness of each advertisement. The ultimate goal of this lesson is to promote critical thinking about the messages we see around us every day. The second lesson is to build information and media literacy, ask students to be an expert on a planet of their choice. This lesson is for 6th grade students in a science and language arts setting. After modeling for students how to research a topic, the teacher will ask students to research a planet and practice identifying reputable sources, discerning appropriate information, and citing sources. The culminating activity is an oral presentation in which they present their findings along with a references sheet. The goal of this lesson is for students to gain a stronger understanding of how to identify and cite credible sources. The third lesson to build information and media literacy is for a 6th grade student and incorporates social studies and language arts skills. In this lesson, students will comparatively analyze information from primary and secondary sources. Students will read a newspaper article about September 11, 2011 for the secondary source and will interview 2 people for personal accounts of the day's events as primary sources. Students will work on identifying interview candidates, composing appropriate questions, and discuss the differences between the information provided by the different sources. The goal of this lesson is to help students evaluate information based on the source.